Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
93 WIVC, good morning to you. It is February 22nd, and this is Caregiver Crossing. I'm Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh. Morning, Tina.
Good morning, good morning.
You okay?
I'm okay. I'm coming off of a little bit of a cold, so forgive me if I sound kind of funky.
Do it again. Say something else. If you don't mind, I'd just like to hear how funky you sound.
Oh, you really want to hear me talk?
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad, but you may get a little frog in the throat.
It is the cold and flu season. I hope you will not bring it to me or to any of our guests this morning. You've lined up quite a day for us.
Yeah, I promise. This is your coffee, right? You want me to drink out of this mug right here?
Yeah, go ahead. Lick all around the rim.
Yeah, right. We actually have a great morning. Our first guest this morning is going to be Patrice Hardy, who is the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Forest Creek Village. And she just won a great award that we're going to talk about, the whole Go Red for Women. And she's done some spectacular things. And then Matthias Beyer, who is an assistant professor of pastoral care and counseling.
Matthias is terrific. I call on Matthias for everything.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I call on him for everything. He is a very, very knowledgeable man. I'm glad you've got him lined up today.
Yeah, he's going to be joining us too. And then I believe we have our very own Ted is going to be joining us today on the show.
Ted Gregorek will come by and see us too. Ted is one of our engineers here at MS Communications. And Ted is living the life of a caregiver, and as well as working. And so oftentimes we point out the ladies that are caregivers, but Ted and his whole family have been caregivers and do it well and have been very helpful and knowledgeable for me as we've begun this show, Caregiver Crossing, here on 93 WIBC. So Greg will come, Ted will stop by and see us in a little bit.
That's right. I did want to bring up, Terry, that there is a Salute to Senior Service Award that is happening right now. And if someone knows, a hero, someone who is a senior volunteer that that really should be recognized for what they're doing in the community for other adults, they can simply go to salutetoseniorservice.com. And this is brought to us by our friends at Homestead Senior Care. And so we'd love to see people nominate other caregivers.
You know, you probably know quite a few caregivers that needed to be. These are nominated by caregivers. Is that right? Pointing out a great senior?
Yeah, nominating a senior volunteer. So they don't necessarily have to be a caregiver, but someone who's doing good for others in the community.
Yeah.
And, we mentioned last week on the show, we had Noelle King had joined us, and we talked about the Joy Effect, which is a subgroup at Joy's House.
I loved it.
She was so great. And the things that these women are doing for caregivers, both caregivers that we know and random caregivers, since one in three of us is a caregiver, is pretty remarkable. But we had talked about the Sunshine Boxes ever so briefly, and we've had several people reach out to us. So if you know someone who is a caregiver and you would like to surprise them with a box of sunshine, it's got everything yellow and bright during this kind of ucky time of the season.
Yeah.
There's no charge. They can get in touch with me at tina@caregivercrossing.org, and we will get a box out to that caregiver. We're very excited about being able to do that. And there's a picture of them on our Facebook page too. So if you aren't friends or don't like already Caregiver Crossing on Facebook, come on over and like us there, and you can see a picture of that.
That's Tina McIntosh. I'm Terry Stacey. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing on 93 WIBC. We are here with you until 10 o'clock. Oops, I do this every time. Until 9 o'clock this morning when the Home and Garden Show takes over. They begin with at 9 o'clock just after Fox News. And again, it's with Pat Sullivan and Dick Crum. They will stop by. Denny Smith oftentimes does so too. But until then, we've got a great show for you planned. In fact, with us this morning, sitting in our studio, is Patrice Hardy, the Director of Admissions and Marketing at Forest Creek Village. How are you, Patrice?
Good morning.
You're all dressed in red.
Yay! Go red.
Go red for women. Go red for women. Well, yes. We are glad to have you here. And we're going to talk about this journey with heart health.
Tell us, you're very involved with Go Red for Women and heart health. And what are some things that you personally are doing at this time?
Personally, what I'm doing is just taking better care of myself. As a caregiver and working in healthcare for over 24 years, it's important that we are just as healthy as the people we're trying to take care of.
Oh, isn't that the truth? I think sometimes we're the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of like the plumber who has a leaky sink, right?
Yes.
Patrice, you mentioned a caregiver as well. And how long have you been a caregiver, and how did that all happen?
Well, 24 years ago, my mom was a physical therapist assistant, and she got me involved in healthcare. And I was kind of afraid of it at first. And once you get in there, you really, really like it. I began to enjoy talking to the patients and talking to the families. And then my dad had some health issues, and helping him and other family members, my aunts with heart disease and my sister with heart disease. And so, you know, years and years of just caring for everyone, it just took a toll on me there. And I stopped taking care of me. So now what I'm doing is I'm doing a better job of taking care of myself.
Well, and you are actually implementing a program at Forest Creek Village, is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. It's a fitness and health program?
Yes, it's a fitness and wellness program. And what we do is we meet on every Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 7. And we have our dietitian, which is Jen Weston. She helps us with that. She's our dietitian for our facility. And she came alongside me and I said, what we need to do is we need to get it together as women. We take care of everybody but ourselves. And so what we're doing now is we are exercising, but the first 20 to 25 minutes is education on food and healthness. So as we do that, as we spend time taking care of that, Jen sets out a meal plan for us for the week, and we go through the meal plan, and then we follow up on it. Then we exercise for 35 to 40 minutes. We do cardio, we do Zumba, we do yoga, we do the works.
You said Zumba.
You know, that's pretty good. And you do that, exercise, you've incorporated that now every day.
Yes, I do it every day, and then I meet with the women on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Well, I would imagine that holds you accountable, right?
Yes, it makes me more accountable. Well,
I was just going to say, how do you feel? How has this changed?
I feel so much better. I feel better about myself, about life, about taking care of people. Just individually, you know, it's something that I missed for a long time. Because I raise children, and when you're raising children, you're taking care of husband, you're taking care of everybody else, you kind of miss it.
I feel like you're lecturing me right now.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest.
So we got to take care of ourselves.
And this is for you and your coworkers?
Yes, it's our coworkers and some of our families and their children.
Well, I bet your families really need that too.
Yes, they really enjoy it. They come in, you know, I have one of my patients, the mother is 94 and the daughter's in her 60s. And then she has her daughter that's in her 20s. So they're coming in and they're exercising and they're looking at the meal plan. So it's kind of rolling over.
And this is a unique program, right?
Yes. Yes, it's something brand new we started. It's not in all the ASC communities. Hopefully someday, we never know, keep our fingers crossed, that it can be something that we can actually implement throughout our company where, you know, we can focus on wellness and healthiness. And when you feel good, you can really take better care of people. Your job performance, I mean, my job performance went up 100%, you know, just by just exercising, changing my diet, you know, watching what I eat, drinking more water, getting rid of the trans fats. I loved McDonald's French fries. It's not the French fries, it's me eating them.
Right.
It's more than one.
It's not their fault.
That's right. It's all about me. So,
what is one of the best tips that you've learned through this? Maybe through the nutrition, you know, the meals that Jan has set out for you?
Yes, portion size is the thing. It's really about portion size, you know. Instead of getting the large plate, if you would go with the side dish plate or the smaller plate and eat from there and don't fill it up, you will, it changed the way I thought and I looked at it. I got fooled just watching it. And when I see people with huge plates now, it drives me crazy. I'm like, why are you eating all that food, you know? But just changing the plate size and changing the color of the food on the plate. Jan taught us to do things with more color, like the greens and the yellows and the oranges and the reds, you know, make it look good. And then you'll eat that and more vegetables versus lots of meats and lots of other stuff.
Patrice, we got to take a quick break. Can you hang on for us and sit with us a little bit longer?
Yes, thank you.
All right. More with Patrice Hardy, Director of Admissions and Marketing at Forest Creek Village, an American senior community. As we continue on Caregiver Crossing, I'm Terry Stacy, along with Tina McIntosh. We're glad you're here with us this morning on 93 WIBC.